Welcome to Howie Mandel Does Stuff. I'm Howie Mandel.
And I am Jacqueline Schultz, his daughter.
And today I think we have the biggest guest we've ever had.
Well, if you clicked, then you must already be interested.
In Mr. Beast, who is a beast.
He's in beast mode full time.
He really is the most viewed person in the world. We got to go to Greenville, North Carolina, me and your brother. We went there. We hung with him. We saw where he lives. We got a tour of his home.
I'm so bummed.
He gave us the secrets. We had chocolate.
Feastables.
Watch this.
Yes. I'm in the same boat. That's hilarious because I was literally just saying that. Yeah. But anyways.
You're the king of proactive. Hey, this is amazing. First of all, Jimmy, and everybody knows you better as Mr. Beast.
Thanks for having me.
How did you come up with Mr. Beast?
Have you ever heard of like Xbox 360 back in the day, the gaming console?
What planet do you think I'm from?
Just checking.
Have I ever heard of an Xbox?
Okay, well then.
I know what you're doing because I'm old. I'm old.
Yeah, that was why I asked.
Yes.
But not old in spirit, I assume.
Right.
Okay.
I think an Xbox, if for people my age, is known as it's a wife that you divorced.
See, Xbox. I don't get it, so.
That's... Doesn't matter. I
made an account and it auto-filled in the name and it just gave me Mr. B 6000 and so I kind of just kept it.
I think you're probably one of the most brilliant people that I've ever met, and I'm really excited. I said this to you, and I want to say it on camera. First of all, everybody knows your videos, and everybody knows your business, but the fact that at your age, you've made it such a priority to be so philanthropic, and I know some of the stuff you've done. You've dug wells and got people fresh water, and you've fixed people with cleft palates and kids and like that. So many people's lives are better. You're only 25 years old.
Yep.
You're already changing the world. And that's why I'm just thrilled to be sitting in the same room. This is piles and piles of your merch. But what also fascinates me is like you crack the code.
Yeah.
It's a code, isn't it?
Of what?
Of how to create something that draws an audience. You know how to draw an audience. I mean, the first thing I ever saw you do was counting.
Yeah.
And I went, where is this going to go? And I'm sitting, right now we're sitting in, for lack of a better...
Our studio, yeah.
But it's not just a studio. I live in Hollywood. I've been in studios. This is a monstrosity. This is an epic studio. You told me you're building more. You have fields where you blow stuff up.
Yeah.
You're buying trains and crashing them in buses. It's more than just a studio.
Yeah, we have basically 100 acres around our campus over here. Yeah.
So, and you say that, do you ever just sit back, you're only 25, and go, wow, look what I did?
Not really. I just kind of wake up every day and obsess over making the best videos possible. And, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like if I asked you that, every day you don't go sit back and go, wow. You know,
I actually do. To be
really
totally honest with you, I'm somebody, I don't have a GED.
Uh-huh.
I got thrown out of school. I have severe ADD. I have depression, anxiety. I wasn't able to function well in school. I got asked to leave school. And everything that I was ever punished for, expelled for, gotten in trouble for is what I get paid for today. And here I am, I'm 68 years old, and I can't believe that I'm still doing, that anybody, even somebody like you, that would invite me someplace to be part of it, or to show up on a set and to see these amazing things. You will, maybe by the time this airs, you'll see the video that I'm part of.
Yeah.
But when you walk into the room, I don't want to give anything away, everything you do now is epic. You went from counting, saying Logan Paul's name 10,000 times.
100,000, yeah.
Was it 100,000? How long did that take again?
I think that one was 17 hours, yeah.
And I don't think I'm giving things, I won't give anything away. But
I don't care,
But the video that I saw before, you had 100 people eliminating down to one. You're burying yourself, you're burying other people. There are people stuck in the woods, there's people in grocery stores. These are unfathomable. I also heard you say, and this is what fascinates me, because I think everybody today wants to be an influencer. But they can't get likes. You said if you had the challenge that if you started a channel today without your face, you could get
20 million subscribers in 6 months. Yeah, I remember that. I said that on a podcast probably about a year ago. Yeah.
And you really, why, what is the secret?
Well, the secret is it's kind of like if you ask LeBron if he changed his name and you know just made it where he didn't look the same, would he still be able to be a high level NBA player? You know what I mean? Of course he would. It's like this is it's not like you know just after a year of making videos I started getting 100 million views a video. I've been doing this for 14 years and this is kind of all I've obsessed over for I'm 25 for over half my life and so. Every year, I've just, you know, made videos and made them better and better and better. And that is just a skill set you can hone over time. And I just have a very good idea of, like, what the general public likes to watch. And so, yeah, if I restarted today, now that I've made 1,000 videos and made hundreds of videos, I've gotten over 100 million views. Like, I just kind of understand intuitively what people want to watch. And so it wouldn't be...
Why? Because you live here in, you know, me and my son who's shooting this, we're driving out here and we're going, where are we?
Yeah, the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
This is where you've spent your time. This is where you went to school. How do you know what everybody, and I'm talking about globally, wants to watch? How do you know that?
Well, that's where, do you have hours? At a high level, it's essentially, you know, they're just things that people intrinsically like and things that, you know, kind of transcend culture and borders and things like that. And like, for the most part, a lot of what we do is like, no matter whether you're in Mexico or you're in America or you're in Germany, it's stuff you would like. And so it's, you know, big spectacles or big things that are very easy to understand. And there's just a lot of principles. Like everything we do, we over deliver. So when you watch a video, what you don't want is someone to leave going, that was fine. You want them to be so mind blown that next time they see a video, they have to watch it, right? And then you train that behavior over a bunch of videos and people come to just trust you and be like, oh, every time I click on that video, you know, from that creator, I'm very happy, I'm very pleased. And so that's a trust that you build over years. And then on top of that, it's just, you know, we go all out. I mean, you see the videos, it's like, well, what we do, you know, most people just, we spend probably 50 to 100 times more working on the videos. We spend 50 to 100 times more in actual cash on the videos. And we just, in every way, we just really go above and beyond. So it's original concept you can't find anywhere else with way more effort than what you can find anywhere else, more money spent. And then also, you know, we just very authentic, me and the boys. I mean, I could talk for hours on this.
And I find it fascinating. Do you ever feel like this was so great? This got 200 million views. This got 300 million views. How am I going to top this?
Yeah.
Do you?
No, actually, never really. I mean, I have hundreds of ideas I want to film, so that's not really a problem. Like, I already know basically everything I'm going to film this year, and I know, you know, exactly how we could top it next year. It's really... Like, for me, that's never really been that hard, but I also grew up watching only YouTube, so I've just consumed a lot of content, and, yeah, I've never really struggled
with... Who are your favorite influencers?
Right now, not many, to be honest. It's kind of dry, but it's... I also watch a lot more boring stuff, so I'll watch, like, you know, videos about the financial markets and stuff that...
Are you an investor?
No, I don't. I reinvest everything in the company, but for some reason, I just find it entertaining to, like, watch financial content, but... No, every dollar I make, we just put back into the videos, which is why they've gotten so big, because every year the views go up, we make more money. And that's the thing, most people would usually take that money out of the business and, you know, go buy a giant mansion or things like that. But I just consistently put it back in the videos, and that's why that set you were on, it's pretty gnarly. And it's pretty crazy how that's just a YouTube video.
It's beyond. I come from television. I come from big multi-million dollar productions.
Yeah.
Deal or No Deal. 26 models on a pyramid. We had 100 million viewers a week on that. That was a huge big network when it first came out in 2005.
That's crazy.
It pales in comparison to what is going on downstairs in this facility.
Yeah.
It is amazing. You also have created, you're kind of like Willy Wonka now.
Yeah.
This is a chocolate factory.
Yeah, the chocolate's been doing well. I'm very happy with it. And have you gotten a chance to try it?
He did. What did you say?
I really like it.
Oh, let's go.
I'm trying to stay away from sugar right now.
All good.
But you know what's amazing? So this is everywhere in the world, and it's a huge business.
Yeah, right now it's mostly in America. Yes, yes.
And then I noticed on the walls over there, you don't have to show those, but these are the competitors, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can talk about it. We have just a list of Hershey's top 100 SKUs and M&M's top 100 SKUs, because I was just studying it. I didn't even realize those were on the wall over there.
I was studying it.
Yeah.
So like one, the M&M's, peanut M&M's.
Well, the bigger one's Hershey's. Hershey's has over 70 SKUs that does over $10 million a year in revenue. They're pretty big.
Each one does more than $10 million.
Exactly. Most people don't even realize, but Hershey's does like $12 billion a year in revenue. almost all America.
Did you know the chocolate business was big, or you were just you just like chocolate and wanted to make something better?
Well, there's a lot behind it that I'm working on behind the scenes, but for the most part, we did the Chocolate Factory giveaway, and it was a lot of fun, and I knew it was something that my audience would like a bunch, and so it's just kind of good for content.
Is there anything next that we know chocolates, we know visit, you know, challenges, we know, what is the next thing?
I got you. Well, it's something that might be a little closer to your world. So we have a streaming show coming up. So for you, every content I've made so far has been on social media, like YouTube or Instagram or TikTok. We're doing a 10 episode show on Amazon Prime later this year.
Has that been announced?
Yes. Or well, it hasn't yet, but it will be in a couple of days. So
it doesn't matter that I...
Yeah,
but we could say it was an exclusive because when I take this, it hasn't been announced.
Yeah, exactly. It has not been announced yet publicly. By the time this goes out, it will be because it's going to go up in a little bit. But yeah, we're doing a show on Amazon Prime and it's going to be huge. It's basically what you saw down there, but 20 times bigger.
How can it be 20 times bigger? There's a pile of, what did I see in cash?
$250,000.
$250,000, 20 times bigger than that.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, it'll be the largest game show in history with the largest cash prize in history. We're not saying the specifics of what the cash prize is yet and the contestants, but...
You just said 20 times what I saw downstairs.
It might even be higher, yeah. Yeah, it'll be the largest
cash prize. I'm just giving the audience a moment to do the math.
Yeah, it'll be the largest cash prize in any game show in history and the most amount of contestants of any game show in history.
Wow. Yeah. Can I just come watch?
Of course, you can be in it.
I would like to be in it. Are you inviting me?
Of course, there'll be a lot of people.
I don't care. I want to be wherever you are. I want to be. You have to until you're here. It's normal to you.
Yeah.
And people come to Hollywood and they walk down the Hollywood Walk of Fame and they take studio tours and they think that they're seeing amazing things. I think for the most part, television is kind of. Going by the wayside, I think you're going to blow it up again with something that's 20 times bigger than you know than this is. But I think this is where an any given what is your average viewership on a release?
The first 30 days we're doing around 150 million views now.
150 million
per video.
Just to give you an idea, this podcast might get, what do you say, Alex? Like 300 people.
Right? 300? Well, you're missing some zeros.
No.
Oh.
It'll be more. It'll be
okay.
More. I'm trying to get more subscribers. What is the secret to get more subscribers?
Ooh, what platform?
On YouTube. I mean, we're on every platform wherever you get your podcast. Give me some inside scoop.
Well, on YouTube, it's really just kind of whoever you have as a guest. So if it's me, you know, obviously put Mr. Beast in the title, put me in the thumbnail, it'll probably do well. But there's just like, it's just all about whoever you're interviewing.
You want to do a pose for a thumbnail shot?
Of course.
He picks his own thumbnail. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, even better, I could just send you our thumbnail photos. I got files of them. Just text me afterwards.
And
yeah.
Tell them to subscribe to Howie Mandel Does Stuff.
Hey, you heard him. Subscribe to Howie Mandel Does Stuff.
Love anything he's ever done, right?
Yeah. Well, if you ever watched Deal or No Deal and liked it, Howie would appreciate it if you repaid him by subscribing. That's what you should say. That would get people to convert.
What is it?
You should say, if you ever loved Deal or No Deal back in the day, subscribe to my channel.
Okay, I'll try it.
Yeah.
If you ever loved Deal or No Deal back in the day, subscribe to my channel. That's right. What Mr. Beast told me to say.
And I bet it will work.
And
if I heard that, I would subscribe.
Are you going to subscribe?
I don't have a computer in front of me, but yeah, later I will.
No, I didn't mean right now. I just meant in the future.
How do you know I'm not already?
So what's your favorite episode of my podcast so far?
The one.
Do you know what an Xbox is?
The one where you have Mr. Beast on.
I see what you did.
Yes, it was a great one. I love the part where you talked about the Amazon show.
Pardon me?
The part where Mr. Beast talked about the Amazon show is phenomenal.
We're going to announce it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put this up like this Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe a day or two after that, yeah.
A day or two after
that.
Around what month is this video that I'm in for you going to be out?
Do you know, Tariq? March, yeah, probably June, early June. Because that video has 300 cameras recording.
300 cameras?
It's actually...
How many editors do you have?
On that one, I mean, an army. We literally have an army waiting. That's the most cameras ever simultaneous recording on any production in history.
300 cameras.
Yeah, because there's a
going 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, it's toned down now, but at the start we had 100 cubes, and then we have two angles in each cube, and we have all the wide shots, all the master shots, all the vlog cams, and it was like 320 cameras.
What do you? Because you know how to market. What do you think of my merch?
What does it say?
It's stuff. It's Howie Mandel does stuff, so you can buy things with stuff on it.
Yeah, I mean. You know,
that's not a great
thing. Yeah, exactly. If I just saw that, I would be like, huh? You know, is that not? I love you though, and I think you're very.
No, I know. It's just the merch you don't like.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, at least I'm not a yes man.
You are not a yes man.
Tariq over there, Tariq, would have said he loved it.
Tariq is from the. I see him in your videos.
Yeah,
Tariq.
I love the hoodie.
See, absolutely love the hoodie. Tariq, I would love to have a hoodie after this, actually.
What?
I would love to have one of those hoodies.
Okay, I will send you a hoodie.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A stuffed hoodie, right?
Stuffed hoodie, absolutely.
Do you want me to send you one?
Of course. I would love stuff. Hoodie. I love it. It makes me super
happy. Do you
play
poker?
Of course.
Do you like playing gambling?
Yeah, do you play poker?
I'm not good.
Oh. Then I would love to play with you.
Well, I'd love to.
I'm kidding.
I would lose everything. The merch business, is that a big business?
I don't really care as much about it. I'm more focused on chocolate. But I mean, yeah, like I think the designs are fine. The things are like, it's just kind of hard because our audience is so big that, you know, people of all ages watch it. It's kind of hard to design something that like a 15-year-old likes while also making something that a 25-year-old likes and something that a 40-year-old likes. You know what I mean? So it's like, I try to keep it a little.
Isn't that what your videos are?
Yes, the videos. Yes, I got it down pat. Admittedly, I'm still working on it with the merch part. So I kind of try to keep it a little more bland because like the more depth you go on it, like the harder it is to make it where everyone actually likes it. If that makes sense, because the audience is so big.
I also noticed something just recently. YouTube made an award that didn't even exist.
Yeah.
And they built it for you in the shape of your. Is it in the shape of your logo?
Yeah, the tiger logo. I wish it was here. I'd love to bring it out.
Where do you keep it?
Chandler, didn't you take it?
Where is it?
They wouldn't let me take it.
They wouldn't let you take it.
Okay.
Where is it?
He's going to go look for it.
I don't know.
He's going to go look for it? Wait. He's going to go look. Nobody knows where it is?
I mean, one of the boys took it. I don't know.
What was it for? It was for
200 million subscribers. Yeah.
200 million subscribers.
We're at 250 now, quarter of a billion.
Subscribers.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
It is. What do you think? What is the do you think you'll hit a billion subscribers one day?
I could see it happening. It's
are there a billion people available to watch?
There's 2 billion people that use YouTube every month. Over 2 billion.
Is that true?
Yeah, so technically we just gotta get half of them subscribed.
You got a quarter of everybody who ever watches YouTube are watching something you do.
Well no, 2 billion use it, but yeah, a quarter of a billion people watch us. Yes. Which is crazy because it's technically like 3% of the world is subscribed to our channel. So 1 in 33 people on earth are subscribed.
Are you interested in politics? Would you ever run?
I mean, I'm 25. I'm not even old enough to run. No, because
you're right. You got to be 80.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
I haven't been.
You have to be 79. Come
okay.
On. Yeah.
All right. Well, you got a couple of years.
Yeah. I'll worry about it 2 lifetimes from now.
And I, if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. It's probably a personal question. But I know you have a girlfriend. You want to get married and have kids?
Yes. Not right now, though. I got
no,
so
it wasn't
much to do.
Not on our podcast.
Yeah.
When we say we do stuff, that's not the stuff we do.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But, and your mom works here, somebody said.
Yes. I'm trying to phase her out and let her just enjoy life. But for the time being, it's,
trying to phase your mother out.
Well, I'm trying to let her enjoy life, okay. You know, cause it's very stressful working here. That's a lot of work. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, I don't control all the bank accounts and stuff, and so having her just, you know, kind of verify everything going on is nice, because who else can you trust besides your mom?
I think that's amazing. And you were just telling me, just before we came up here, you were telling me about your mom. Your mom didn't get it at the beginning, right?
No,
your mom didn't want you. She wanted you to go to college and have what were you heading toward before you started this?
Oh, I didn't want to do anything. My whole life, all I've wanted to do is make YouTube videos, so it was pretty brutal because she didn't see the future, and I wasn't making any money when I was a teenager, so we also didn't have money for college, but she wanted me to go to college. It was a whole ordeal.
You didn't grow up with money.
No. Well, we had a little bit, but then in 2008, my parents were over leveraged and kind of lost everything. So we had a little bit of money, and then we were bankrupt and had no money.
And now look at you.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
You own this town.
Statistically, we shouldn't be in this spot. But yeah, it worked out.
It did work out. But, and you know what? It's great to see when something works out this well for somebody that seems to be so deserving. Smart, you're a good human being. I hope you keep doing what you do. I wish you nothing but amazing success. I can't wait to hear what comes out of your head next. Did you find it?
Oh. Oh, look at this. That's not the 200 million one, but it, you bring it on in. It's all good.
What is this?
A fan made this one for us, Daniel Crafts. So this is
You lost the one for 200 million.
Yes. This is a custom made one from a different YouTuber.
And this was for just loving you.
$50 million. He made for 50, but
that
YouTube.
That's 50 million. How did you not know that this wasn't the 200 million?
They're just looking for the. We have a lot of awards.
If you walk down the halls here, all it is award after award after award. You take care of your fans. That's another thing you do. You engage with them. You know,
of course.
There's art. Their art is all over the walls.
Yeah. Without them, I wouldn't have anything. So it's the least I could do.
I love that you appreciate it. You're not big-headed, and you're just a regular guy who's doing great work and making a lot of people smile. You're changing a lot of lives, and I can't thank you enough for sitting and talking to us today. What's your favorite podcast right now on YouTube?
I mean, obviously this one. It's phenomenal.
Howie Mandel does stuff.
Howie Mandel does stuff.
You know what I employed? We have a new subscribe button.
Yeah.
We have scratch and sniff now. If you subscribe to Howie Mandel does stuff and you hold your finger on the subscribe button for, I think, what is it, Alex? 2.5 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2.5 seconds. Then your finger stinks for an hour.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, if you hold it.
If you subscribe, and you could. Notifications, it doesn't matter, but press notifications and feel free to comment. But when you put your finger on. If you go to Howie Mandel Does Stuff. And you press subscribe.
Okay.
But instead of just pressing it and letting go.
You press and hold.
For. I think it's got to be over 2 seconds, your finger will stink for an hour.
Give it a try. Let me know if it worked.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Thank you. Don't shake his hand. Germs.
For me, this is the most interesting part of our visit because he gets up and I thought he was going to show me a map of where he lives. He takes me into where he lives, sleeps, thinks of ideas, where the magic happens.
A mansion?
You would think, right?
Yeah.
Watch this.
I'm in a building. This is a building. This is a studio. I said, do you live near here?
Of course. Come on in.
So that's like a boardroom or a green room. And this is where he lives.
Yep. This is my bedroom. So basically.
Look, this is amazing.
So we got the bed over here.
Yeah.
This is where I sleep. This is my bathroom. I shower every morning.
This is where you live?
Yeah.
Full time.
I mean, sometimes, you know, when my girlfriend's in town, I'll go to a house, but it's much easier to stay here because then I don't have to drive a lot.
If you want to make everybody happy, don't be a leader, sell ice cream.
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes of his.
Is it, what did you win the Guinness Book of World Records for?
We were the first account to hit 1 million followers on Threads. It was like,
Because I have a Guinness World Record, too.
I think we probably have like 10.
I have one. Steve Jobs, I want to put a ding in the universe. I think that's what you're doing.
That's what we're working on. We'll see how it goes.
Are you a big Iron Man fan?
A little bit, yeah. It's a good movie. That's one of my favorite MCU movies.
Wow. Look at all your stuff.
Yeah. This got me in a lawsuit, so we'll turn that around.
Oh.
Because I had a D's Nuts bar, and this guy who has a nut brand called D's Nuts, and... Yeah.
And somebody was telling me when they brought me here that you work with a lot of people in the Tom Brady was here?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've had Tom Brady, Justin Bieber, a lot of different, or not Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake. We're on Justin. A lot of people.
Just in case you were wondering.
Yeah. No, but this is where I sleep and right over
here.
This
is fascinating.
You just get up, walk out the door.
Look at it. He's going to work. Go to work. Rush hour.
Wow. That's all I have to say is wow. I am a huge Mr. Beast fan. Stay tuned to further podcasts because I'm going to show you some more behind the scenes when the videos that he invited me to be in, I'm in a couple of Mr. Beast videos coming out. When those come out, I'm going to show you behind the scenes that I'm not allowed to show you now. So feel free to subscribe, to click. What happens when you subscribe? You know.
You get a smelly finger. Mr. Beast, if you're watching this, can I come? Can I come next time?
Well, we can't wait for an answer. I'll give you a chocolate bar, though.
Okay. That's a good night.
That's the show.